This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The European Commission said Friday it had agreed on a plan to control exports of vaccines from the European Union, including to Britain, arguing it needed to do so to ensure its own supplies. EU's trade commissioner told a news conference the export monitoring and controls were, quote, time-limited, end quote, initially lasting until the end of March, and applied to COVID-19 vaccines the EU had bought in advance. The bloc could block the export of a vaccine if it's determined that this could undermine the EU's own supplies. The Commission has stressed that this is not an export. Swiss pharmaceuticals giant Novartis said Friday it had signed an initial agreement to help produce the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine against COVID-19 as countries scramble to boost supplies. The rare act of cooperation comes after French pharma group Sanofi announced earlier this week that it would also team up with rivals Pfizer and BioNTech to help produce 125 million doses of their shot. The two-dose vaccine has been shown to be around 95% effective and has been approved for use by the World Health Organization in some 50 countries. But it is in limited supply as nations around the world race to immunize their populations against the virus, which has killed nearly 2.2 million people in just over a year. U.S. pharmaceutical company Moderna will deliver 20% fewer vaccine doses to Italy than promised in the week starting February 7th. Italy's special commissioner for COVID-19 said Friday, putting further pressure on the country's vaccination campaign. Moderna's decision is another blow to the country's vaccine drive, which has not been able to rely on a stable flow of shots and is grappling with delivery delays from the different drug groups.